The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
With all of you across this great nation. Boy, there's a lot to be grateful for, isn't there? And it's so easy to forget that, isn't it? So Labor Day makes me think I'm grateful for the summer, but where did it go? Can't we go back? I know we're always being told present-centered, but I can't help but wistfully wish for the start of the summer. I mean, I don't know if that's something that's ingrained in us when we're younger because of school. So you had all the school seasons, and I went to school when you really had that. So in the fall, you know, you're in school, winter, and then you get a break, and then spring, you get a break, and then boom, you're out, and that's the whole summer and nothing. You don't have to get up at the crack of dawn. You don't have to get ready for school and throw something down your throat, eat breakfast, and all that whole thing, the whole school thing. So I think that we're conditioned to it. It's kind of like the Sunday blues. Do some of you ever find yourself in that situation where it rolls around to Sunday and you're wistfully wishing for, ugh, I wish it was Friday. I wish it was Thursday. I wish it was Saturday. Sunday is such a great day, but for some reason, there is that mental preset, and I think that starts probably from when we're kids, too. Probably. So, all right, to me, you know, this week, one of the craziest stories was over this USC football player. And, you know, how did he injure his ankles? He jumped off a balcony, and then this wild tale from Josh Shaw's mouth, unfortunately, went viral and made him this giant hero. Like, wow, his nephew is drowning. He's this star football player. He jumps off the balcony, smacks his ankles, crawls to the pool, saves his nephew. That's amazing. And it was anything but amazing. So he finally has to come clean and say it was just a fabrication, that never happened. And he went to USC and told the athletic department, told the coach. So he gets suspended. And it doesn't seem like there's, I mean, this is just a crazy story. That maybe he panicked and that was it. You know, he panicked and he made up the story. And it's unfortunate because then it also becomes this guessing game of, well, okay, well, so what happened? He did something stupid and jumped off the balcony and made up a story because he didn't want to say he felt so stupid or whatever the deal is. He's going to end up being asked this question over and over and over again about what happened. And he's a star. So USC starts its season. They host Fresno State in their opener. And here he is suspended. I say at this point, you know, when you get caught up in the lie, the fabrication of the lie, best to just come clean all the way around the board. Because he's going to get plagued with those questions anyway. over and over and over and over again. All right, speaking of being plagued by questions, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, Webb Hubble. In fact, coming up next, a conversation with Webb Hubble. I know you know that name. If you look up Webb Hubble, you will find everything and more that you wanted to know about him. He's written a thriller, and now he's a lecturer. He travels around. He's tight with the Clintons. That's that whole Arkansas connection. And he did some jail time, and he, of course, was right in the thick of some of the things that happened in the Clinton White House. When Clinton became president, Webb Hubble was appointed as Associate Attorney General, so that's the third highest ranking person, if you're keeping score, in the Justice Department. And I can remember his autobiography in the 90s, late 90s, he wrote Friends in High Places. And then he's gone on to write these, and now he's going on to write these legal thrillers that I think will continue for him. But he pled guilty to federal charges in connection with Billings at the Rose Law Firm, if I take you back to 94. And it was a firm whose partners included Hillary Clinton, Vince Foster, and William Kennedy. And he admitted he had overbilled some of his former clients, and he was sentenced to 21 months. And he's got a big family. He had four kids and a lot of grandchildren and all that sort of stuff. So he was pretty big. He was the White House liaison to the Justice Department right after Clinton's inauguration. He was there in the thick of it. All right, also coming up this hour of America Tonight, we're going to have our chat with Steve Kelly. He's the free money guy who I think, bar none, has had some incredible financial information, because he's kind of like the anti-establishment guy. So he's not trying to sell you something. He's not trying to wave a magic wand. He's saying, okay, you got to really look at this and be realistic about it and not all of a sudden wake up and wait for the magical theories to work. You're going to be hearing a lot more of Steve Kelly on America Tonight, and he's got a really good conversation this time around. And then we're going to introduce you to Esther Spina. And Esther, every once in a while, what we're doing here on the show, because we're pounding it with so much heavy, heavy, serious stuff, as I was talking about, or I have been talking about, that we're introducing you to some inspiring people, or people who have written or done some interesting things. And Esther is a pretty successful businesswoman who is trying to inspire women, who's trying to inspire young girls to just go for whatever it is that they want to do and not labelize it and think about it and just move forward and not do that thing where you're going back and forth and trying to figure it out and beating yourself up. And she says that it doesn't have to be a bad word for women in business. So you will hear Esther Spina as well on this hour of America Tonight. And just as a quick reminder, and I have talked about it before, but Labor Day. Somebody asked me the other day, because I like nuggets of history, that when was Labor Day celebrated? How did this all come about? And it's supposed to celebrate the labor movement, period. And Labor Day really is attached to the working class. And you have to go back to the 1800s. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it. Neither did I. No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home. My thoughts exactly. Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits? Not possible. Great minds think alike. Until I tried No-No Pro. Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No? Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line. We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No? Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time. Perfect for any skin type. Try it. No hair, no pain, no time. Consuming expensive office visits? No, no, and no, no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No. Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
Virtual green room. It's virtual to us. I hope it's virtual to him. Webb Hubble. I know you know the name Webb Hubble. He was the assistant attorney general during the Clinton administration. He was appointed by President Clinton to be the chief Supreme Court justice for Arkansas. And, of course, the connection to Little Rock. He was the mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas. Wonderful place. Between 1979 and 1982. And he's got a book out, and we're going to talk about that and some other things as well. Webb, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So you see the situation in Ferguson, Missouri, 18-year-old Michael Brown shot, and then the reaction to that, the Molotov cocktails and the looting and all of that, and then Eric Holder goes down, and there's an investigation, and it's still being investigated, as you know, FBI and Department of Justice looking into it, and now you have the grand jury situation, and probably nothing will be decided there until October. You were in that position. I call it the top cop. You were in the position where you were right there as the assistant attorney general. How do you deal with something? I mean, what's the right way to deal with this? Did they play this right from the perspective
of... I'm not sure about the publicity aspect, but I think a lot of time justice is served cold, and it should be served cold. Yeah, you got to wait till all the facts are in, and to be carefully analyzed. I mean, emotions have no business in playing in in the criminal justice system. And so we have to, and neither do politics, frankly. And
yeah.
So the best way to deal with it is to go through the process, learn, all the facts, and I mean all the facts, and then make careful decisions. I know it's hard. I know it's very difficult when everybody's screaming at you to do it, and do it quickly. But the real truth is that it's better to take the emotion out of it. You know, and so these are tough times. I mean, we went through them. We've gone through them before as a country. And we've had rioting and things of that sort. But the best way to deal with it is take your time and to analyze and look at both sides of the issue.
Yeah. And, you know, you talk about taking the emotion out of it, and certainly you saw that during your time, how much emotion played into so many things. And do you think that there's a lesson in that for everybody that immediately picks sides, that right now, as you say, times are tough? It kind of feels like sports to me, where you're either rooting for one team or you're rooting for the other. We don't have any more in between.
Yeah, and that's the problem, is that nobody really has all the facts. And it's up to good leaders, to remind everybody that everybody is innocent until proven guilty, that we have a constitution, we have a process, and it served us well. And I know that there are a lot of demands, but we just have to, you know, take the emotion out.
Take the emotion out of it, yeah. Moving on to something else, it's interesting because, you know, certainly you were the mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas, and you see what's happening politically, and obviously you know the Clintons well. Hillary Clinton, do you think that there's probably no doubt that she's going to run in 2016, or nah, you got to wait and see?
Well, I don't see any signs that she's not running. Okay. I mean, she hadn't called me up and said she's going to run, but I'm not expecting the call either. But I haven't seen any signs that she's not running. So until I see a sign that way, I'm going to presume she is.
Well, you know, there's another tie to Arkansas on the Republican side, Mike Huckabee, because he wants to run too. How do you think he would fare in that beauty pageant on the Republican side of things?
Well, I don't think, God love him, and I think he's a nice person, but I don't think he is going to be the nominee or even close to being the nominee, and he's better served just staying on TV.
Yeah. Hey, one last one related to your years in the Clinton administration. You did some jail time, and when you came out, how do you get yourself, you know, back to the point where, wow, blue sky, I'm back, I'm out of it. How do you bounce back from that? Because I have friends, like probably someone you know, Bob Ney, who did some time, and he said, boy, there's nothing like it when you get out. What was it like for you?
Well, obviously, you're glad to be out. You know, my circumstances were a little bit different in that the day I got back, Ken Starr called a grand jury to investigate me again. So mine was a little bit different, but I think the whole thing is about attitude and how you learn from the difficult moments in your life just as much as you learn from the great moments in your life. It's kind of like sports. You learn probably more from your losses than you do your victory. And as long as you have the right attitude, you can get through it all.
Yeah. Let's talk about your book. Your new book is When Men Betray. It's a thriller. I love that title, by the way, especially with all the things we're talking about. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I had somebody ask, a woman asked me, she said, Webb, why do men betray?
Great title.
It's a great book. I'm really proud of it, and I think people will love it. I really do. I'm very pleased with the reviews, very pleased with people's reaction to it. And it's a thriller. It's about a D.C. lawyer who's going about his life thinking everything's great, and he turns on the TV and there's his best friend from high school murdering a U.S. senator on national TV. And he's forced back to go back to Little Rock, a place he's sworn he'd never go back to, and to figure out why his friend did this.
So, I mean, don't tell us the ending because that would spoil it. But
I'm
I mean, obviously,
about to tell you the ending.
Obviously, you write about what you know, and so you know Little Rock, you know the law, and there's things that you've wrapped into that. So, for sure, I can understand it. And the media frenzy, you know about the media frenzy and what that's like. So, when you were, you know, drawing on your own experiences, did you feel like it just flowed out of you when you decided you were going to write this?
It did. It did. Although I have to tell you that about halfway through, some of the characters said, you know, started talking to me and started changing their personalities a little bit. So that was a fun part as well. And certainly I drew on all my experiences and all the personalities that I've known. It's fiction, and it's not about any specific people you would recognize, but you might recognize a few personalities.
I might recognize you. I like that. You might recognize you. Since you did the whole political thing across the spectrum, I mean, obviously you need to have a big signing in Washington, D.C., but are you going to do the whole book signing thing, go on tour?
I have been doing that. I've actually been in Dallas for a small one. My son lives there, and I'm still doing that and enjoying the heck out of it.
Good. That's fun. It's fun to do that, isn't it? People come up to you. Do people come up to you and ask you crazy questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's the fun part. I mean, you know, one of the most fun is to go to a local book club where you have a group of people who know you and say, where'd you come up with this? You know, it's fun. And it actually helps you write the second book.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, I asked you the question about the Clintons. Are you still in touch with the Clintons? Do you ever talk with Bill Clinton anymore?
I did talk to Bill when I had some surgery about 4 years ago, and he heard I was not doing so well. And he flew down, and we had a good conversation, talked about the Razorbacks. And and then he called me when he read the book.
Nice, and he liked the book, huh?
Oh, well, I can say that, but I'd rather you called him and ask him what he thought.
We're going to do that. We're going to call him. Because, you know, he's a big Vince.
I want you to. Please do.
He's a big Vince Flynn fan. And so if you had any shades of any of that in there, and you might have.
I think you'd be surprised how much he liked this book.
All right. That's awesome. Webb Hubble, good luck with When Men Betray. We appreciate a lot of fun to kick it around with you. We'll talk to you again soon.
You bet, and have a good day.
Thanks, you too. And you can get Webb's book, of course, at Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. And I'll say the title again. As he said, it's a thriller. It's called When Men Betray. Hang with us. We'll be right back with more of America Tonight.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. Unseen Now's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
One of the best parts of my week, and yours too, because I'll tell you what, you're going to get a wealth of information you've already gotten. Some is our free money guy, Steve Kelly. He's in our virtual green room right now. We spared no expense. Did you get that expensive crystal we sent your way, Steve?
Oh, I did, Kate. You're too kind.
Yeah, that could have been money, my capital. That was my opportunity to save some money.
I was hoping it would be money, but you know, the crystal's fine.
You and I were talking earlier, and I'll tell you what, if I had a dollar for every time somebody talked to me about Social Security, I'd be a very, very seriously wealthy woman. There is massive panic about Social Security. I'm not going to get my Social Security. It's not going to be there in the end. So we all know that. And all of you listening in those nooks and crannies, you know it, because over the years, that's certainly what many of you have talked about when you call in and you're upset at your representatives, you're upset with the direction the country's going in. So how about it? What is the deal with the fear out there over Social Security? What's the real skinny on it?
Well, that's a pretty tall order, Kate. Yogi Berra once said it's very difficult to make predictions, especially about the future. But I'll try. My thinking about Social Security is that, well, first of all, if nothing is done, nothing at all is done, in 2033, the amount of payout would be reduced by 25%, and then it would continue on in perpetuity for as long as the eye can see at 75% of current benefits. So the train wreck, you know, were it allowed to happen, is not as bad as people perceive that it's going to happen. And the other thing about this is that, you know, Social Security and the fix that comes along is controlled by Congress. Congress always, always, always works in its own interest. You know, they're not about helping us. They're not about representing us. They're about getting reelected. We all know that. Mm-hmm. And who are the people that vote? It's us.
We do. Yeah.
It's the baby boomers. So, you know, I just cannot see a scenario in which Congress lets this lapse and unleashes this angry horde of, you know, baby boomers who, you know, are demanding their Social Security or running people out of town on a rail. I just can't see it. Now, the fact is that it's not gonna happen until 2033. So honestly, I have no doubt whatsoever that on December 31st, 2032, Congress is gonna act.
Right, and so the panic and the fear over that, forget about it. But there's a different reality in also pinning your hopes to Social Security, or how are you going to stretch the Social Security and all that other kind of thing wrapped around it. And you call it the no-so money. Explain no-so money.
Well, we have this idea about no-so money and hope-so money, okay? And what Wall Street operates in is hope-so money. It's like the big casino in the sky, right? So mm-hmm. you put all of your money in this thing that could pay off over time or might not pay off over time. And, you know, the hope is, and it's very much a hope, that when it comes time for me to retire, the market will be up, and that while I'm taking money out of my account, that it won't go down, or it won't go down so much that it damages me and my family, that it harms me. But, you know, that's wishful thinking. That's what we call magical thinking. You know, the idea that just because I hope something is true, it's going to happen. And I prefer to do planning based on what we call no-so money. In other words, money that you know is going to be there, is going to be dependable, it's going to be predictable, and it's going to last the rest of your life. Now, in our world right now, there are three sources of no-so money. The first and primary one for most people is Social Security. So we believe that good planning always starts with good Social Security planning. If you're working with a planner who has not addressed Social Security and not shown you how to maximize your Social Security, then you're probably with the wrong planner. The second source of no-so money are pensions, employer pensions. Now, we don't have as many employer pensions today as we used to. In 1980, 60% of the working public had pensions, 60%. Today, it's less than 10%. So, you know, I always tell people, I think that the 401k and all this wonderful stuff that was done for us over the last 30 or 40 years wasn't really done for us. It was done to us. Okay? But the second source of no-so money, if you're lucky to have it, is a pension. Now, the third one is the one that Wall Street just hates more than anything else. and that's the income annuity. Income annuities are safe. They're guaranteed. They are backed up not only by the insurance companies that issue them, but by the U.S. legal reserve system. And if you want to talk about that at some point in time, I'll be happy to do it. But the legal reserve system is for insurance companies very similar to what FDIC is for banks. It's the system in the background that creates the backstop so that people know when they put their money in these things, it's going to be there when they need it to be.
Yeah.
And so if someone will plan with those three items
mm-hmm.
for their core income, then they can use their hope-so money the way they always have used it in investments and in growing their savings. But trying to live on hope-so money is not a very good thing to do.
Yeah, what a great piece of advice. And of course, the thing is, and you say this all the time, do we know how long we're going to live? We have to plan as though, hey, you look at all these people that are dying well into their 90s, and some of them, Steve, they're pretty healthy. And then if we could all wish for this, that they pass away peacefully in their sleep. But regardless of how it ends, we all have that in common. We have no idea, right?
Well, Kate, they say that the first person who is going to live to 150 has already been born.
Wow.
So if that's really true, then, you know, I'm not saying it's going to be you or me or anybody we know, but I can tell you this. When I first got into this business, the average age for a whole life insurance policy that was guaranteed to last for the rest of your life and never lapse, the age was 95 on those policies. Now, if you were sold a whole life policy today and the age on it was 95, would you be confident that this policy was going to last for the rest of your life? I would say that probably you would be looking at that and saying, wait a minute, I thought this was, you know, a whole life that was supposed to last for the rest of my life. And so it's just, you know, we don't know when we're going to die. We have to use tools like pension plans, like Social Security, like guaranteed income annuities that are guaranteed to provide the income we need for the rest of our life. And if we can do that and plan our core income, just the income we need to keep the lights on, keep the refrigerator full, you know, pay the mortgage, keep the heat going, then we have a lot more freedom with the rest of our money to invest it and enjoy it and feel secure for the rest of our lives.
Yeah, there's a key thing you said just there. We only have a couple minutes left, but I'm sure you've seen these people. They come into you and they're not secure. And how much stress do you live under when you realize that you haven't made any plans and you've been an ostrich? Because I think, and you probably see this much more than I do, that people do live like ostriches, and that whole hope so thing becomes what they're banking on, right?
Well, it's true. I mean, you've got it nailed. People, this is such a difficult thing for people to address that they, you know, you talk to them all the time. And a lot of people are engaged in what we call magical thinking. They believe it's going to be true just because they want it to be true. And unfortunately, all too often, what people hope to happen is not what happens.
Yeah. You know, there was a book that was all about that magical thinking. You could even dream up parking places when it was crowded at the mall at Christmas time. It was called The Secret.
And you know, it's true, isn't it? I have a secret plan to get through retirement.
Right.
I just can't talk about it because if I talk about it, it might not come true.
Yeah. So hopefully we are opening your eyes, because I think this is great stuff. So usable. Great takeaways for everyone. And that income annuities, the guarantees, getting those down. We'll talk about that next time when we meet here with you, Steve Kelly, Free Money Guy.
Well, it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it. And I hope you keep having me come back, because I think it's great.
We will. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Kate. Great talking to you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Whoa! This is big.
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Will the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me?
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Like a firefly without a light, you were there like a blowtorch burning. I was the key that could use a little turning. So tired that I couldn't even sleep. So many secrets I couldn't keep. Promised myself I wouldn't leave. One more promise I.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business in our virtual green room. Esther Spina is with us, and it's interesting. She's written a book, I think, that will catch your attention. Anybody know any ambitious women out there? The book is called The Ambitious Woman, and, you know, the message is interesting, and I think many of you can relate to this in this audience. The message is that just because you're ambitious, it doesn't have to be a negative word. It doesn't have to be a bad word, have any kind of connotation like that for women who are in business. What's so wrong with going for it? And how can you still, you know, be able to find your balance, find your way, and all that other kind of stuff? Esther, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, great. Thanks for having me, Kate.
What made you put together The Ambitious Woman? What was the thing that drove you to write this book?
Well, Kate, actually, it wasn't an overnight decision. It was a culmination of years of working in the business world and mainly working in a man's world through beginning with my husband's construction company, outside sales in a male-dominated world, and then in direct sales, male-dominated. And I think I found out being ambitious is one of the traits that you need in order to be successful. And, like, have you ever heard of, it's not wrong when a man is ambitious, right? Like
right.
You said at the beginning, people think, oh, that's great. He's so ambitious. But what comes to your mind when someone says, oh, she's ambitious. She's so power hungry. She's just trying to be whatever. And so I think, through the years, I learned that being ambitious is a great thing. Then actually it just means showing a strong desire and determination to succeed. And what's wrong with an ambitious woman?
No, but it seems for some reason that the culture is slow to change on that. Do you think that's true in some ways?
Well, I think it is. I think it is changing. I think, because as more women realize their worth and their value, that they will rise above and continue to push forward, that they don't have to be stopped or, you know, hit the glass ceiling, per se, when they're in the business world or in anything that they do. So through the last 2 years, probably I started thinking about all the experiences that I had learned and how I did succeed in a man's world in three different professions. And what was it that I did? And that's what I wanted to put together in a book so I could share that with other women. These are the things that I found in 30 years of working with men and being successful. These are the things that I found you need to do in order to be successful.
All right, so give us a sneak preview. Tell us some of those things that you need to do to be successful.
Well, actually, I have about 15 of them. I'm not going to go through all of them, but I think a few of them are you have to live an inspired life and an encouraging life, a motivated life, a determined life, loyal life, a humble life, things that sometimes people don't think about. And, of course, we're always talking about being persistent and consistent, passionate, confident, and all those things you can attain, and that is what will make you ambitious. Does that make sense? It's just not
yet. It does make sense, but, you know, so you have all those things in your toolkit, but do men respect that? So do they, how do you get men to respect you if you're an ambitious woman? What is the thing that
you
need to do?
Well, you need to be successful. Okay. There's nothing worse than a woman that touts all her abilities around and doesn't produce. You know how you get respect from men is you outproduce them or you have results. If you don't have results and you're late all the time or you can't produce what you need to do, then of course you're not going to get respect. And it takes time though. Even once you start having success, some men are not exactly, you know, happy about that. But you just keep going because they can't deny numbers. They can't deny success. And I think the culture is changing because there are a lot of men out there that we've got a lot of powerful women. I mean, and now I talk about women in my book that you might be familiar with, you know, Barbara Walters, Jackie Kennedy, Diana Nyad, the 64-year-old woman who swam 110 miles from Cuba to Florida. So I think that it just takes time to prove yourself.
Well, you're preaching to the choir with me, of course.
I know I'm
in a man's world from day one. There's no question. I agree with some of what you're saying. Absolutely. And I think you have to be authentic. If you truly are yourself and this is who you are, men respect that. Not if you're trying hard to be something you're not, but that's anybody, I think.
Well, yeah, I just thought about that. Sure, Kate. I mean, you've interviewed, been on sports, one of two women ever to host sports. And oh man, when I see that, when I saw you on TV, I just love it. I'm just like, yes, you know, because you proved to all of them that you know what you're talking about. Now, if you got up there and didn't know anybody's names and you stumbled all around, I don't care how good looking you are or what, you know, you're not going to get the respect.
Yeah.
But I do believe that men are coming around and they're seeing that women are valuable in their businesses. I think a smart man realizes that, and they want a smart woman on their team. They want them because it makes them look good, too.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Did you read Sheryl Sandberg's book, Lean In?
Yes, in fact, she is one of the ladies that I profile in my book and have her live a disciplined life and talk about what it takes to be ambitious. You have to have, discipline. And she is a great disciplined female, and I think she's one that has it all. The thing of it is, what you hear women say, well, they can have it all. That's true. They just might not have it all at once. And that's okay, too. But they can
absolutely
have it.
Absolutely. You can have it. Yep, I agree with you. Esther Spina, very nice, the ambitious woman. Can we get it on Amazon? Where can we get the book?
Yes, on September 2nd, it launches on Amazon, and it's real easy. The Ambitious Woman. Can't forget that. What it takes and why you want to be one.
I love it. All right, Esther, good luck with the book, and thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Kate. Good night.
Bye-bye. All right, thanks to Esther, of course, for that. And she mentioned her book is coming out, The Ambitious Woman. What do you guys think about that? Sheryl Sandberg, I mentioned her name. You know, I was looking at Forbes, and they listed the top women. And, of course, she's number one. She's been the Facebook COO for 4 years. And she went through that whole $100 billion IPO that happened. And, you know, she, you know, is on the board of directors, obviously, for Facebook, and has climbed an interesting ladder. And then, you know, there's others, too. If we were looking at the top of the chain, at PepsiCo, they've got a female CEO. And I know that she's incredibly popular. And certainly the list goes on and on of women who have climbed to the top. But it's, you know, it's just kind of a question of the balance, like we were talking about there, balancing, living a balanced life. How many of us have a balanced life? Even the chairman and CEO of Kraft is Irene Rosenfeld, and I know that she kind of grew up through the whole business ranks, and she ranks up there in the top 10 of Forbes and, you know, pushed her way through and was able to have a family and do all the other things and try to balance that whole thing out. I mean, that's probably what the bottom line is mostly for everybody. It's that it's the balance, and things have changed from the 30s, 40s, 50s to what we see today. Now I get notes from many of you who say your mother worked XYZ jobs to help push you through school, and you had, you know, nothing but respect for her when we were doing a thing on Mother's Day because of what she did in trying to raise a family and trying to pull money in the door, you know, too, as well. So I think there's a lot of people that we can point to, and I think that Esther's right. Things are definitely changing. It's a matter of respect, and it's a matter of being competent, period, man or woman, at whatever it is you do, especially in the world we live in now because of all the entrepreneurs. The world is changing in business. You have your traditional corporations that have morphed even a little bit. Like somebody told me the other day, it used to be the ladder, you know, climbing the ladder to success. Like I think of my grandfather, who was a truck driver, and then he ran the company, and it was a giant company, Owens Corning, if you remember that, the insulation people. And so that was a ladder. You're climbing up the ladder. Now it's like a jungle gym. So it's maneuvering the jungle gym. Anyway, stay with us. Much more to come here on this version of America Tonight.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.